Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his small but expert band of United Nations guerrilla fighters have been sent to Java. Guided by a member of the Dutch underground, they were on their way to a native village to receive direct orders from the underground leader. But a convoy of Japanese trucks loaded with confiscated rice changed their plans. At Jim's orders, his men seized the trucks, drove them across the beach, and sank them in Wincoops Bay. And when Jim discovered a Japanese torpedo boat foundering with a dead crew, he and the others used it to sink the freighter that was waiting for the stolen rice. Not without loss, however, for machine guns of the Jap freighter pierced the waterline of the speeding torpedo boat. Jim realizes that the boat will never reach shore as he turns to sing the...
Better get ready for a long swim, Stingley.
At least we are beyond the range of Japanese guns, Jim.
For the moment, anyway. But Kolo and Mac and Tom's son can't keep bailing out that cabin forever.
There is nothing like a good swim before breakfast. What's the upside?
We'll soon find out the hard way.
How far do you estimate the shore to be?
Not far, Sting. About a mile, maybe. But too far to swim.
It is not the swim which worries me. It is what we will find if we do reach shore, Jim, with our clothes or weapons.
Not only that. From what that Dutch fellow Borton said,
exactly. Even if we do reach that village undetected by the Japanese. Even if we do find this,
The young Herr Vandervan?
Yes.
The underground leader?
Even if we do find him, Borton... we'll have told him we are Japanese agents.
Summoning the others, Jim gives orders to abandon the sinking craft and swim for the shore and trouble. We'll see what lies ahead in just a moment. Right now, I want to remind you of the pleasure that lies ahead for you this Sunday. 15 million readers look forward to Sunday morning, for Sunday morning means the Comic Weekly, and the Comic Weekly means Adventure Time. Its brilliant full-color pages are packed with more than 24 of your favorite funnies. Flash Gordon, Prince Valiant, The Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, The Lone Ranger, yes, and Glossy too, and Snuffy Smith, Little Iodine, and Skippy. All told, more than 24 of them. They're waiting to bring you mystery and chuckles, intrigue and laughter, action and comedy. So ask your dealer for the Comic Weekly. It comes with 15 leading Sunday papers everywhere. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. And now, while Jungle Jim and the others abandon the sinking patrol boat, the Dutch girl he befriended, Trina, is being questioned by the Dutch underground leader, Jongheer Van der Vent.
I am as loyal as you are, Jongheer Van der Vent. You have known me all my life.
We deal in facts, Trina.
Facts? You deal in suspicions, insinuations, rumors that have no...
Your husband was a Nazi agent. He came to Java and gained a trust and friendship and then...
I know, but I did not know it then, Jongheer.
How do you intend to prove this?
My brother will tell you.
I have no doubt. But you will tell us that your brother is equally innocent.
Then if you will not believe us, why do you not ask our mother and father? They will tell you.
You dare to mention their names? You have been the cause of their death.
They're dead?
Sure.
Oh, no.
They were shot within a week after you so conveniently disappeared with your Nazi husband.
Even in this, he lied to me.
Lied?
Yeah. Yeah, he promised me that if I would go with him as a good wife, he would protect them.
They were shot without crying. And I find it hard to believe that you did not know.
It does not matter. If they died hating me as you do, nothing matters.
Our country matters, Trina. For some of us, at least.
But you have taken my country away from me, Jongheer.
Not I. You abandoned it on your wedding day.
Without even knowing it.
Where is he now, this husband of yours?
He is dead. He died shouting curses at me.
You killed him then?
No. No, I lacked the courage. Jungle Jim can tell you what happened.
Once more this name crops up. Where is this great friend of yours, Trina?
Oh, I wish I knew. Then his men attacked the Japanese rice truck.
Yeah, Peter Horton has told me of that.
And did Peter also tell you?
He told me many things, most of which we will disregard.
Gladly.
Peter is prejudiced.
I agree.
In your favor.
What?
He has always been in love with you. I think he still is.
You would not say this, young hair, if you could have heard it.
General!
General! A Jeff Patrol!
Peter Trim.
So very glad. You will raise hands, please.
You have business here, Captain?
Very much, please. Your name?
Oscar Brown.
Common name for one so distinguished. And this is...
Trina Van Rintelen.
Van Rintelen.
No, Captain. She's Florence von Milhauser.
Please?
Your hair.
A most efficient emissary from the Third Reich. Your superiors will know of him. If not, Berlin can tell you.
Much simpler to ask for your papers.
You have your identity papers, Tina?
No, I have lost them.
Lost them? Lost them? So very convenient. You have your own papers, Mr. Oscar Brown?
In my wallet. I will show you.
I think not. You will keep hands raised. Is this wallet?
As you can see.
So, Oscar Brunn, rice planter from Batavia. Impressive, but not convincing.
I do not think...
You are young Herr van der Vant, I think. An escaped criminal. And leader of the stupid underground movement.
I am no criminal, Captain.
Silence. You escaped from our prison camp at Purabaya 6 weeks ago.
But his papers prove...
His papers prove nothing. I will prove he was our prisoner by the marks on his back.
On his back?
Remove your coat and shirt, old one.
It is not necessary, Captain. My back still bears the scars of your Japanese whips.
Then here is the scar for your... Oscar Brunn, indeed. Now come.
Where are you taking us?
You will be sent to Batavia. Our officers there complain of loneliness.
But I tell you, her husband...
What you tell me means nothing. I am not such a fool as to listen to dead men.
Dead men?
Young Herr van der Vant will be returned to prison. He will be given the slow death. I will personally... Wait.
I heard nothing, Captain.
Quiet.
Hello!
Do not move, do not move. There is someone on the roof.
You were right, Captain.
Of course. Our men are expert shot.
He fell right past the window.
And I have a good word.
Katrina!
Hold your fire, you idiot!
Your men are not particular whom they use for target practice, Captain.
Enough. Outside with you, quickly now.
Come, Trina.
And keep your hands up. My staff car is at the foot of the stairs there.
Strange. Where are the others?
My orders were to take no unnecessary prisoners.
We can do nothing, Trina.
You can keep quiet. I'm sick of your ugly voices. Get in the car there. No ticks.
Stand aside, Trina.
What is coming out of the door?
It's your turn, Trina. It's your
turn. It's your turn. It's your turn.
Oh, you want to shoot? Just your lesson. Okay, try this. That's it, sonny boy. Go to sleep. And I hope you have nightmares.
Jim, so it was you we heard on the roof.
That's right, Trina. Fancy meeting you here.
What on earth happened to the rest of your clothes?
That's a very long, wet story.
I do not understand.
Oh, Jonghair, this is the man I told you about, Jongle Jim. This is Jonghair van der Vant, Jim.
If you are Jim Bradley, your presence in Java is no surprise.
If you are Jonghair van der Vant, sir, I was told to ask you if the wind is rising in these parts.
Good. And I was told answer. The wind is rising and the storm will break very soon.
Then we understand each other. And you... Oh, you can put your hand down.
Not where Trina has that revolver.
What? Oh, here. You'll take it, young man.
You mean you...
Take it. You need it more than I do.
Then all this time you have been telling the truth about yourself?
Of course.
Will you accept this stupid old man's apology?
Not stupid. Only stubborn. And Java has need of stubborn men, young man.
Are you all right, Jim?
Okay, so far, Crane.
Do these ancient eyes deceive me? Or is that the lotus-like Trina with you?
A very fated lotus, indeed.
And not so. My joy at finding you safe is unbounded.
Junger Pendevant, let me introduce Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Army.
Welcome to my country's troubled shores, Colonel.
To fight beside our gallant Dutch allies is a privilege as well as an honor. Ah, oh, I see you have had some sport, Jim.
Hmm? Oh, the Jap. He seems to need a jiu-jitsu lesson.
You're the very satisfactory teacher you are.
Oh, I wouldn't have had a prayer if Sing Lee here hadn't picked off the Jap crawling across the roof after me.
But, Jim, how did you get here? How did you know where to come from?
What are the times, Trina? By the time we swam ashore this morning, we were out on our feet. So we crawled into a grove of rasamala trees west of here for a beauty nap.
We would not be sleeping still. But his Japanese patrol passed by and woke us up an hour ago.
And the others are...
In the clearing, just over the rise here. We kind of arranged a little surprise party for the Japs.
Impromptu parties are always the most enjoyable. And now, Jim, suppose we give this Japanese captain a taste of the treatment the Japanese give our people.
No, Sing, no. He's more valuable to us alive. That is, if you can coax him into talking.
I will coax him, rest assured.
Right now, young hare, some clothes and a little food, eh?
Of course. Let us rejoin our friends.
What about this Jap staff car?
Well, why not use it?
Why not, indeed? Get in, my dear.
Thank you.
You drive, young hare. You know the roads.
Certainly. May I help you with the sleeping, Captain?
Now, he's not so heavy. We can manage.
There we are. Jim, is that the radio on the dashboard?
Looks like him. Turn it on, Trina. Wait.
It is about us, Jim. Yes. That was Japanese headquarters notifying all patrols to close off the roads and concentrate on this area until they find us.